Yes, 295. So again, this is we're discussing about the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei by the Chazan. So we mentioned in Dalet that even though everyone is able to daven on their own, they know how to daven. So again, as we learned all the way at the beginning in Aleph, the whole point of the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei Chazar Shasatz is maybe there's somebody out there who doesn't know how to daven, so they could just listen to the Chazan. So even though that would not apply in such a case, because everybody knows how to daven, but still the Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei anyways. And we discussed about a very interesting Mishnah Berurah last time, about that we don't wait for people, we start the minyan on time, assuming we got a minyan. And also we saw, last thing we saw in Yud Gimel, that in Sivkat and Yud Gimel, the Chafetz Chaim discussed about why they wait for the Rav to finish davening. And again, it's not like people think, it's not because of Kavod, which is true, but rather the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting Mishnah Berurah, says because people who daven too fast. So then if you go by the majority of people, so then they start the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, and they're davening too fast. This way, hopefully, the Rav doesn't daven too fast, and then there's a normal pace, hopefully. Dalet, keshatz chozer hatfila, when the Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei, hakal yesh lahem lishtok lechaven lebrachos shemevarach hachazan. So everyone should listen. Be quiet, and they should listen to the brachas that the Chazan is saying. Focus on the brachas that the Chazan is saying. Ulanos amen, and answer amen. Now here's the thing that always comes up. V'im ein tes milchavnim lebrachosav, and if there aren't nine people listening and answering to the Chazan's brachas, karv lios brachosav levatala. So it's close to his brachas being brachas levatala. Lochein, therefore, kol adam yaseh asmo ki'ilu ein tesula. So, therefore, everyone should picture in their mind as if there isn't nine people besides him. And there might be a lot of people at the minyan, but you still think, focus that, you know, I might be the vote in Florida. I might be the one guy. V'yachavin lebrachas hachazan. And concentrate on the bracha of the chazan. And the Ramah says, v'yeshom m'shakola am yamdu kishachozer ashatz tefillah. And some say that you should stand when, as the Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because, as we saw in Aleph, that if you listen to a bracha that somebody's making, let's say the Chazan repeating Shmoneh Esrei, so it says if you said the bracha, as if you said the bracha, right? Shomei Kona, we've seen this many times. So if you were saying Shmoneh Esrei, it's as if you're saying Shmoneh Esrei. So if you're saying Shmoneh Esrei, you'd be standing. So you should stand during the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah, very interesting Mishnah Berurah in Yud Zayin, the Chafetz Chaim discussing about how a person should stay focused during the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, says Al ken yesh lizar milomer tachnunim o lilmod be'esha chazar sashatz. You shouldn't say extra stuff. You shouldn't even learn while the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei is being done. And even if you stop and you listen to the end and you answer amen to the bracha, still, you shouldn't do that. Gam kein lo yafa hemosim. She'im halom dim yifnu lilimudam lechaven lishma kol bracha velo sofa bracha bavad. So the Chafetz Chaim says a person shouldn't learn while they're by chazar sashatz. Very interesting. Usually, I think Rav Moshe has a tshuva like this. You find people, the only chance they have to learn is during the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei. They have no other time in the day besides when they shouldn't be learning. So it shows you that it's probably Yetzirah. We should stay focused when the Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei. There's a very interesting Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon, the Gemara in Bracha says that if you daven and you weren't answered, so the Gemara says you go back and daven again. So the simple explanation is, can't just daven once. The kid wants a new bicycle, you don't ask once and get an answer right away. Sometimes you have to ask a few times. That's a simple pshat. What the Vilna Gaon says? Chozer v'yispalel, the person should go back and daven again, should listen to the Chazan Shmoneh Esrei. It's very interesting, Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon is saying that the Gemara is saying if you weren't answered, daven again means listen to the Chazan Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Mirza Shambhali, I'll pick this up tomorrow night.